This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Have you noticed that the smarter our phones get, the dumber we get? Phone numbers? Come on, you probably only know a couple by heart. The rest are? Where are they? That's right, they're in your phone. Email addresses, same thing. And directions? Come on, who needs to know how to get from point A to point B when Google Maps can show you the way? Actually, wait, because that last part could start causing some problems for Apple. It rolled out its new OS 6 operating system today, and notably missing was Google Maps. Apple's got its own map app instead. But as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports, something may get lost in translation.
I use Google Maps on my iPhone all the time. Finding the best subway route to an interview, seeing how long it will take to walk somewhere, obsessively checking traffic on the way to the airport. The map app has to work.
It just seemed as though it got confused a little bit at times.
Rich Jaroslawski is a tech columnist for Bloomberg News. He recently tested the iPhone 5 and found Apple's map app to be a little directionally challenged.
I was driving south on the Embarcadero, which is the main road that runs right along San Francisco Bay, and the iPhone thought I was going northbound.
Apple Maps also doesn't offer any subway or bus information at all. Renee Ritchie is the editor of iMore, an Apple News site. He says for people who depend on those things,
it could be almost deal-breakingly bad.
So why would Apple risk angering consumers? Why not just stick with Google Maps? Money.
Google was previously getting access to every iPhone user's location data, so now they control their own location destiny.
Which means Apple can eventually sell ads to consumers based on where they are and where they're headed. In the meantime, customers might be irritated, but they'll wait it out, predicts Van Baker, an analyst with Gartner, Inc.
As long as they get it fixed within a reasonable amount of time, we'll give them a little leeway.
And Apple may not need much leeway, says Bloomberg News' Rich Jaroslawski.
My guess is Apple will throw resources at it. And the one thing we know about Apple is they have a lot of resources.
Now, if they can just figure out which way is north. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.